At 5:04, it's 59 degrees in central Arkansas with light rain. Good afternoon, I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News. A successful maneuver in the Senate today, known as the nuclear option, designed to make it easier for certain judicial and executive nominees to be confirmed, drew opposition from both of Arkansas's senators. The rule change allows for nominees, with the exception of Supreme Court justices, to be approved by a simple majority rather than a 60-vote threshold. Senator Mark Pryor was one of three Democrats to vote against it and spoke in opposition on the Senate floor.
I think that it could do permanent damage here to this institution and could have some very negative ramifications for our country and for the American people. I don't want to be an alarmist about it, but I do have concerns about it, and I'm very disappointed that it got to this point.
Republican Senator John Bozeman also voted no and referred to the Affordable Care Act in a statement, saying he believes it was an act of desperation for Democrats to distract from a disastrous few weeks. A county clerk says a federal lawsuit challenging Arkansas's 2004 ban on same-sex marriages should be dismissed and the issue considered in state court. Pulaski County Clerk Larry Crane said in court papers filed today that a lawsuit filed by three gay couples in July mimics one filed by 11 couples in state court. Crane says while the three couples raise federal constitutional issues, marriage licenses are matters of state law, and questions regarding them should be answered in a state court. Crane says the state case will answer the same questions posed in the federal lawsuit, making it unnecessary. 75 jobs are being created with the opening of a furniture manufacturing plant in Morrilton. Vinh Long, which is based in Vietnam, says it will invest $5 million to renovate an existing facility. Hiring will begin in the spring, with production getting underway in the summer. Company officials said Arkansas is a good location because it has sustainable supply of raw materials. A chance of rain continues tonight and through Saturday afternoon. Right now it's 59 degrees in Little Rock. I'm Jacob Kaufman, KUAR News.